Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Armchair Expert early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Or you can listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Armchair Expert. I'm Dan Rather, and I'm joined by Lily Padman.
Hi.
We have my sister here today.
You do.
Not Carly.
Nope.
But my other sister, Lauren Graham.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
We love having a parent hoodie in on.
Lauren Graham, actor, producer, best-selling author. So impressive. Gilmore Girls, Parenthood, Bad Santa, Evan Almighty, Because I Said So. She has a new show out right now on Tubi.
Yep.
Free.
We love free.
We learned about Tubi in this episode.
We did, yeah.
The show is called The Z Suite, which is a comedy exploring the tension between the generations, which is kind of the topic of the day on the show. We're doing a lot of generational stuff.
You're right.
This whole week is generation, really.
Wow.
God, I love her.
Yeah.
Most stunning eyes in the biz.
She's so fun and so smart.
Very smart.
Yeah. And it's
also Smart Week.
My God.
I know. There's a lot of things happening.
We didn't even mean to.
This is all accidental. Please enjoy my sweet, sweet sister, Lauren Graham.
Searchlight Pictures presents The Roses, only in theaters August 29th. From the director of Meet the Parents and the writer of Poor Things comes The Roses, starring Academy Award winner Olivia Colman, Academy Award nominee Benedict Cumberbatch, Andy Samberg, Kate McKinnon, and Allison Janney. A hilarious new comedy filled with drama, excitement, and a little bit of hatred, proving that marriage isn't always a bed of roses. See The Roses, only in theaters August 29th. Get tickets now.
I'm John Robbins, and joining me on How Do You Cope this week is the musician, writer, and presenter, Jordan Stevens.
I think, honestly, before that point, I might have been lying a little bit in therapy. I might not have really been understanding what it was that I could do in there. I definitely didn't think it was a safe space because I didn't tell my therapist what I'd done.
So that's How Do You Cope with me, John Robbins. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
He's an armchair expert.
I can't believe this is the setup now.
Right?
This is very fancy.
It's been so long since you were here.
I feel like I was one of the first people.
You were. I looked today. You were April. So you were 2 months in. There's been 850 people sent to you.
Are we on?
Oh, yeah. ABR.
We're always on. ABR. Go ahead. Tell me how it reminds you of Parenthood.
I remember there were issues because Parenthood was shot very kind of freestyle.
Economically.
Sure. And some would say proscenium. We're like, we're doing like a school play. You never knew where the cameras were. But I remember one day, and this was not your request. It's just something that happened. Suddenly there's a bounce board for Dax. And I remember everyone kind of being like, why does he get a bounce board? We don't get anything. We're lighting us with a flashlight. And Dax got some special.
Here's what I told myself. I didn't request that.
No.
I looked so bad on the monitor. I was the only one who was like, we got to light that nose differently. When someone puts a bounce board only under your face, you're like, oh, fuck, I am the ugliest member of this
That's
cast.
Insane. Remember the day that I was driving by and I thought you were Brad Pitt?
Oh, I will never, ever forget it. You know, I went back and listened, actually, to your episode because it was 7 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Wow.
So I'm going back thinking this is going to be rough. This is going to be month two. But I'm going to tell you what, this is one of the first ones that I've gone back to that I totally liked it.
Really?
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
I think because I was panicked that I had to guide the thing somewhere at the beginning or that I had to manage what was happening. But you and I have such a effortless rapport that I was just really relaxed. I still interrupted too much. It's not great. But it's better than the other ones.
Not to turn this into my interview of you, guys, what has changed for you? Has it just evolved into now this is something that is better? That's a really long time to have any gig, and you've spoken to so many people.
I think It's like acting. At the beginning, I was so self-conscious. And I stand where? Like, I used to look at the lens on without a paddle. They had to rotoscope my eyes a bunch of times. I, like, look right into the fucking camera because I didn't know better. But by parenthood, you're just kind of existing. But that happened in this job, too. Whereas, like, at the beginning, I had a lot of fear of, am I doing a good job? And how do you conduct an interview? And all these kind of things. And then just over time, I think I don't have any real fear around it at all.
But also, it's so successful. Doesn't that change how you start your day?
A lot of things for us, I think. The success of it. I think it's made the pressure a little more. The more we sign deals and start doing those things, then it's like, we got to have big numbers. It almost took away the thing that we started with, which was like, let's just chit chat.
Yeah, the experience of trying to do good and trying to be in the top versus trying to stay in the top is a completely
different pressure. That's so interesting. It really is.
And I don't like that. It's not why we did it, but then you can't not start thinking like, well, I certainly don't want to watch us just decline over the next 5 years. I'd like to stay
Today's the day. It starts.
No.
Parenthood fans are so excited right now.
Oh, yeah. You're new to Instagram, right?
I just joined Instagram.
Congratulations.
It'll be a year around my birthday.
Well, comments. You learn things that I wouldn't otherwise have known. So I'm very aware that Parenthood is now back on Netflix and in Canada.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
So there are a lot of Canadians right now that are tickled pink.
Oh, great. I just spent a bunch of months in Toronto, and it was just so nice. And I'm not just saying that to pander to the Canadian fans.
No, it's a legit great city.
It's a great city, but it's also a great country. And it was a relief to not be in a lot of dialogue about what's going to become of us.
Yeah.
And just like the shopping's great. The restaurants were great. It was really fun.
It's the most multicultural place on the planet.
Selfishly, that just makes the food really good.
Yeah.
When you're there for work, our big thing would be to have like a Saturday dinner. Where are we going to go? And we just had some incredible food.
A bevy of offerings.
Yes. Yeah. But back to you.
Yes.
I want to tell you, because right around that time, you came over and asked May and I about doing a podcast.
That's right. I pitched you.
Yes, which I didn't understand. There are many things I feel partially because I wasn't on